The central theme of this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayera, is the birth of Yitzchak Avinu and the Akedas Yitzchak. Right, Yitzchak Avinu is the center of this week's Parsha. And his name, Yitzchak, means to laugh. And this is what we're going to explore in today's video drasha, the Torah's sense of humor, sense of what humor is. Because everything about Yitzchak is laughter, right? Both sometimes positive, sometimes negative, and we have to explain when laughter is a positive thing and when it's a negative thing, right? Already in last week's parsha, when Avraham Avinu hears, that God's promise that you will still have a child with Sarah. So it says, Vayipal panav Yitzchak, he fell on his face and he laughed. So we don't find that Avraham Avinu was chastised for that. He wasn't rebuked for that by God. And Unkos, indeed, right there, as Rashi points out, translated Yavachadi, he was happy. It was a laughter of happiness. Right? And already then, God says, God says ahead of time that you will have to call him Yitzchak. You must call him, Yitzchak, laughter. That's something, a inherent relationship between Yitzchak Avinu and the concept of laughter that even makes it into his name. But in this week's parsha, where we find the concept of laughter over and over again, is when the three angels come to Avraham Avinu, right? And one of the angels, his job, Michal, was his job was to give the news that, at a time like this, Sarah will have a son, and it says Vatitzchak Sarah Bekirba Leimor, right? So Sarah laughed in her midst, or some translation regarding her midst, regarding her ability to bear children, and that was Unkos translates that as not v'chadi as in joy, but v'chadi laughter. It just translates literally not joy, but translates literally laughter, and that she was criticized for. God says to Avram, why did she laugh? And Avram Avinu had passed on the rebuke to her, right? She said, I didn't laugh. No, you did laugh. So there's a laugh over there in the negative, right? And over there, that's when it's translated literally by Unkos's laughter, it's something negative. Right, then it happens again, right? After she does successfully give birth, Baruch Hashem, right? So she says, Tzchokas God has done laughter to me. Anyone who hears will laugh for me or laugh with me. And over there, Unkos indeed translates it as happy. And we don't find she was rebuked that. So that's like the good laughter. Right? So even though it's all the same verb, sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative. But where we find it used in a shockingly negative way, right, is very shortly thereafter that it says Sarah saw Yishmael, the son of Hagar Mitzchus, mitzachek, laughing. And indeed, true to form, Unkos translates it over there literally, laughing, mechayich, laughing, not happy, right? And Rashi says over there, his laughter was, he was doing the three cardinal sins, right, of Avodah Zarah, Giyurais, and Shfichas Damim. Right, so the same verb of laughing sometimes could be joy, that's a positive thing. Sometimes it could be cynicism, seemingly as Sarah Imenu's laughter when she originally heard the news from the angels. And it could also be pure evil, like the three cardinal sins of idol worship, murder, and adultery. And we have to understand, what is it that one verb of to laugh can mean so many things, be it the positive, be it the negative. To understand the Torah's concept of what laughter is. Gemara says, very interesting then, that also Adam Lemale Piv Schoik Bolomazeh, a person can't fill his mouth with laughter in this world. Right? Shenamar, as it says, Ozimo Schokpinu. Then, in the future, right, we will fill our mouths with laughter. So it's something special for the future. Like from this Lashon Chazal, it makes it sound like laughter is something so special, it's only for the future. It's like too big for this world, right? Whereas sometimes, Chazal talk about frivolity, which may not be exactly the same thing, right? But talk about frivolity. Kol etz misa asir, bar misa bros chaim. It's asir to make frivolous, to be frivolous about anything, to be cynical about anything except idol worship, because that's something that you should be cynical about, right? And yet, you know, we know you're supposed to be happy, and we know Chazal tell us that standard procedure in the yeshivas of Chazal was that they opened up with a milsa de b'dichusa, they opened up their lectures always with a joke, and presumably it was funny, and you know, and people laughed. So maybe not laughter with a full mouth. We have to understand, like, you know, is laughter a positive thing? Is it a negative thing? Right? Yeah. And, you know, when and where? When and where is it the right thing? When and where is it a negative thing? And why should it be such a good thing? And why should it be such a bad thing? Right. So, where we find, again, the concept of laughter, you know, it was mostly in response to the news of Sarah at, you know, and Abram at their very old age having a child. Right? So that's where we find it. We have to understand, you know, ask ourselves, why was the response laughter? Maybe they should cry tears of joy. Or maybe they should dance. Right? So it means that, you know, laughter, it must mean something beyond joy. Beyond joy. Right? You know, which could be the key to understanding why it's something that's reserved for the future of Oz Yimah Yitzchok Pinchas. Because to be besimcha, right, you know, we are punished for not being besimcha. We have to save to us Hashem besimcha, and the Tocha says in Parshas Kisavo that we're punished severely. Tachas shalovatu Hashem elokecha besimcha betuv levav. We're punished for not serving God with joy. Simcha is good, but there's an aspect of laughter that's even beyond normative joy. Because when we take a look over there, you know, the concept of an elderly couple that's past childbearing age should give birth. And it's not because they went into a time machine back to their youth. Not because they drank from some fountain of youth. They are still old people, and still they gave birth. Right? An amazing thing, that despite the fact that they're old people, they still gave birth. So that's the meaning of incongruence. You know, two things that are by definition incongruent. Being old past childbearing age and giving birth, the two concepts coming together is an absurdity. Right? So joy, that's a reaction to something good. Right? But this is more than good. This is something which like defies logic. Right? You know, it's not something to be happy. Happy is like some investment, you know, came out good. Some expectation was fulfilled. Right? So it's like, you know, straight line thinking, you know, that, you know, what you expected came to a happy end. You know, it's, you know, joy is the response to how things go good in a normal fashion. But over here, this is something that, you know, it defies logic. Right? So the joy that results from something that's totally unexpected, not just surprise, but there's no way to expect it, because it defies the way the mind works. You know, there's no way to expect such a thing, right? So the response is laughter. So laughter means when you're up against an absurdity, right? So the response is to laugh. There's like no other way to respond, right? Because it's mind-boggling. Joy is a response to good things that the mind could understand, right? But this is like mind-boggling. It's totally mind-boggling. It's an absurdity. It's an absurdity in the sense that the mind can't grasp it. The response is laughter, right? In Olam Hazeh, we only have, as it were, normal good, right? That, you know, that hopefully our Hashem should help that our expectations are met, you know, and or even a little bit more, but still in that same straight line of thinking that the mind is most, you know, can understand, and, you know, it's something within, you know, normative human experience, right? And that's the joy that we're supposed to have, and we're supposed to have that joy when we serve Hashem, right? Because this is a good thing, and the mind can understand that's a good thing. But tzchok is the response that boggles the mind, right? So it's not like, you know, the giggling to a joke is simcha. Because generally a joke is, a funny situation, right? Or a witty remark, right? It's not something that defies the imagination, right? Defies thought itself. It's wit, right? So you giggle, right? But tzchok, that the Torah described here, tzchok is like, this is the reaction, the response to facing something that the mind can't encompass. Except that, it could be in the positive or it could be in the cynical, right? That Avraham Avinu laughed at, it's a laughter of amazement. The laughter is a response to a mind-boggling situation, and the laughter expresses amazement, and that, in that way, it's not incongruent with joy. Sari Meinu's reaction was a cynical one, like, oh, that's absurd. So it's the same reaction, but different intent, because laughter is the reaction to something that's absurd in the sense that the mind can't contain it. Just Avraham Avinu, he had a positive angle on it, that he was totally amazed, but for the good. Sari Meinu was totally amazed, so she laughed, she's totally amazed, but she just couldn't believe that it'll happen. All right, but so the reaction is the same, just the intent that accompanies the reaction was different. But once we understand that this is the reaction to absurdity, we can understand now why the three cardinal sins are also called mitzachik. Right, the three cardinal sins are these three things are chilul Hashem. Right, the reason why a person has to die rather than commit them is that, as it were, it creates a vacuum of divine presence in the world. Right, which is an absurdity, because God is really everywhere, and He is everywhere. Even after, God forbid, a chil Hashem is committed, it only looks like you push God out of the world, but God forbid, He's really there. He's really always there, equally, but the chil Hashem is that the revealed divine presence is pushed out of the world, and that shouldn't be in God's world. That can't be in God's world. A person should rather die than these sins ever happening in the first place. So the fact that they happen is like an absurdity, right? Because it shouldn't be in the first place. It's not saying bad, you failed the test. It's saying that shouldn't be in the first place. The repercussions of the sin create an absurdity. Chilul Hashem is considered to be the worst sin because it's not just bad. It's a evil absurdity that God, who is supposed to be king of the world, He is king of the world, but He's also supposed to be perceived as king of the world. God, who is everywhere, should also be perceived as being everywhere. And here you made a halal, you made a vacuum. You rebelled against Him by serving another god or committing these other things that He considers the epitome of evil. It's like making a vacuum in God's kingdom, right? And that's an absurdity, because it's God's world and He's everywhere. And of course, even after sin, He really is still king and really is everywhere, but you've hidden that. And that's such a terrible antithesis to what we have to understand is the kingdom of heaven, that it's absolute, so it's everywhere all the time. So it's an evil absurdity. And in the future, when we'll fill our mouths with laughter, is that God is going to show us tremendous chasadim, tremendous kindnesses that boggle the mind. And I'd say, fill your mouth with laughter then. Filling, the positive response to a mind-boggling situation, right? That's reserved for the future, where God indeed will show you magnificent things, kindnesses that are mind-boggling. But to laugh at things in this world, right? In this world, if you're laughing, it's like it's by definition the negative. When people, feel humiliated when they're laughed at, it's because you're really saying to them, they are absurd. You are an absurdity. You don't deserve to exist. That's the way a person feels when he's being laughed at. I've heard people tell me that when they were publicly laughed at, they said, I wished I was dead. That's what they told me, the way they felt. They felt like they didn't have a place in the world. So filling the mouth with laughter in this world is by definition negative, because all you do is going to strip something that exists of its right to exist and say it's an absurdity that shouldn't exist. So only in the future, when legitimately there will be mind-boggling kindnesses, that's the time for full laughter, right? And God reveals a little bit of that with the birth of Yitzchak, and that's also what we're going to laugh about in the future. That in the future, we're going to see that all the things that came from the Midas HaDin, the divine attribute of judgment, which is Yitzhak Avinu's Midah, right? He is the vehicle of the God's attribute of judgment. We're going to see that everything that came from judgment were the best things for us. We're going to say, Oit Hashem Ki Anafta Midah Navi says, we're going to thank God for all the times He punished us, right? We're going to see that everything that Yitzhak Avinu's Midah did for us, which seemingly are painful and uncomfortable, these things were the best things for us. That's the laughter of the future.